FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And you've been listening to the InterSource pregame show. InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment. Now time to get to the starting lineups in tonight's contest here on WGNS, brought to you by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700. The voice you hear across the way, John Rice, as he announces the starting lineup for the Oakland Lady Patriots. Number 10, Emily Eubank, 5'9", junior guard, going to get the start tonight for Oakland High School. Number 23, Caitlin Oliver. She is a 5'8", junior forward. Oliver, number 23, Eubank and Oliver. Kiera House, 5'7", junior forward, number 33, Kiera House. Sylvia Barnes, number 21, 5'3", senior guard. And number 22, Ellen Riggins, a 5'10", senior forward, Riggins, number 22. So Oakland going with Riggins, Eubank, Barnes, Oliver, and House for the Lady Warriors. Your starting lineups from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports. Alexa Middleton, number 33, 5'7", junior guard, Middleton. Number 20, Taisha Petty, 5'5", senior forward, Petty. Number 00, Shelby Davenport, 6', junior center, Davenport. Number 34, Olivia Jones, 5'7", senior forward, Jones. And number 1, Tiffany Lewis, a senior guard, standing 5'7", Tiffany Lewis, to get the start tonight. So Middleton, Petty, Davenport, Jones, and Lewis for Riverdale. Starting lineups from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports. And the tip is controlled by the Lady Patriots, ranked number 10 in the Max Preps United States poll. Riverdale ranked number 2 in that very same poll. Blackman in there, 9th in that poll. So some good girls basketball here. Lewis tips the ball away from House. She runs it down in the backcourt. That's one thing that Oakland will have to contend with, is fierce pressure on the ball. Driving in is Barnes. Cut off there. Back to House. Looks to Riggins. Can't hit her. Back out to Emily Eubank. The lob inside. They get it to Oliver, but tipped out of bounds by Shelby Davenport. And it will be Oakland basketball on the end line. 6:07 was your J. Mullins Jewelry time of the tip. J. Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant. Turnover. Oakland running the floor. Shelby Davenport missed the lay-in on the other end. That is another thing that Oakland will have to contend with, that pressure which causes turnovers. I believe Jennifer Grandstaff talked about that in the D&J today. Driving is Emily Eubank and banks it in from about 8 feet. Emily Eubank draws first blood here for the Lady Pats, who take a 2-0 lead. We played a minute. Taisha Petty straight away. Left wing now, Alexa Middleton. She penetrates at the foul line, kicks it back out to Petty. Tie to Lewis. Lewis drives the lane, fakes, goes in, and is fouled. The foul, number 21, Sylvia Barnes. It's her first. And at the line will stand Lewis, the 5'7 senior guard. Tiffany Lewis trying to break the ice here for the Lady Warriors and hits the first charity toss. She'll have another. And Katias up here. Again, downstairs is full. Upstairs, I'd say about 40%. Second one is good, and Lewis ties the ball game at 2 apiece. Full court pressure here. Oakland still in the backcourt. House trapped to Eubank. Cross-court pass is made to Barnes, and she gets it across the timeline. Eubank right wing, popped out way out there is Ellen Riggins. Deep in the left corner. Eubank looks over the three, doesn't take it. Stripped from behind after the pass to Riggins. Ball on the floor. Going to be picked up by Oakland, and Eubank, and Oakland reset. Top of the key. Oliver. The lob into Riggins, has it tipped away, but that's because Olivia Jones pushed off from behind. So the foul is on Jones, her first. That is the first team foul for Riverdale. Both teams have one foul apiece. Tied at two apiece. We've played 2 minutes. The lob in to Riggins. Riggins to House. House gets it inside to Riggins. She tries to dump it low. It's picked up by Ellen. She kicks it out. The three ball is away by Sylvia Barnes from the left wing. First back three from the left wing. 5-2 Oakland. Taisha Petty. Stutter steps, now flips it back out to Middleton. Cutting through the lane. Drives in there, and she's going to be fouled by Ellen Riggins. That is Riggins' first foul. And at the foul line will stand 33. Middleton averaging 14.7 points per game. Hits the first free throw. Also averaging 2.5 steals and 3.5 assists per game. Could draw her team within one if she hits this second free throw. And missed it. Rebound, Oakland. Caitlin Oliver clearing the boards. Oliver, outlet pass to Barnes. Barnes to House. House down the floor, lobs it over, thrown away. Intended for Caitlin King, but it goes out of bounds off of Riverdale. Caitlin King in the game, 6'3 junior center. The first sub in. Eubank directing traffic. Got to find somebody to throw to, and now the 5-second call. So turnover, Oakland. That's the third turnover for the Lady Pats. Stutter step in the lane, driving. Petty missed it. A little shy on the shot there. Rebound, Oakland has it. Cleared off another board. Pass inside to Barnes. She has to flip it back out. Stolen away by Lewis. Lewis down the floor in the right wing. To Ty Petty, top of the key. Looks it over. Coach Corey Barrett screaming out signals. Wanting to clear it out. Middleton penetrates, pulls up. 10-footer, swish. Alexa Middleton ties it up here at 5-5. Ellen Riggins going to come back in at the next dead ball. Still in the backcourt are the Lady Pats. And Eubank throws the long ball. It's tipped by Middleton. Driving is Lewis for the basket. Lewis with four. Riverdale takes the lead, 7-5. 4 minutes, 9 seconds left in the first. In the corner, House. Right wing, back out front to Eubank. At the foul line, right side. Passes down low, nothing there. And they whip it back out. Trying to get Oliver involved. Now Oliver pops out. The pass inside to King. King turns, spins, lost the ball. Lewis has it. 5 turnovers for the Lady Patriots. Lewis for 3, no good. 2 aren't off the back of the rim. And with the rebound, Taisha Petty, she finishes it off with the 2-point basket. And a timeout here on the floor, a 30-second timeout for the Oakland Lady Patriots as Riverdale has opened up a 4-point lead. When you need immediate results, there is no better way to sell your property than with the professional team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction, Stan Vaught, Bob Bug. I'll get it right. I've been off work for a while, you know. 896-4600 online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold. A run here by the Lady Warriors of Riverdale has put them out front by a score of 9-5 with 3 minutes, 36 seconds left in the first. Working off of turnovers, baskets after turnovers. That's the bread and butter of these Lady Warriors. Oakland has committed 5 turnovers here in the early going. Up the floor, Sylvia Barnes. Barnes passes back out to Riggins. She penetrates. They've really pushed her out of the paint. Top of the key. There's going to be a foul. And that's on Brandy Alley. She checked in. The junior picks up her first foul. Eubank has nobody to pass to. Now finally Oliver pops open. The lob inside to Eubank, and she's going to be pushed from behind. And it's Shanique Hurd. Third team foul for Riverdale. The lob inside to Eubank. Now back out. Riggins for three. She's not shy, and that's why. First bank three, Ellen Riggins getting involved from three-point land. 9-8. Riverdale on top by one. Ty Petty, give and go. Back door. It's Olivia Jones. Her first basket of the night. Almost stolen away in the backcourt. Oakland with trouble. Now long pass up. Finds Riggins. Riggins stripped to the ball. Petty in a war for it. Now the ball is going to roll out of bounds, and it'll be Riverdale basketball. An absolute all-out tussle at midcourt. That involved Petty and Riggins. Barnes was in there on that. Riverdale going to be the recipient as the ball rolled out of bounds, last touched by Oakland. Petty penetrates from the left block, has it blocked by Kiera House. Down the floor, Sylvia Barnes. Barnes pushes it up to House. Off the glass, it's good. Kiera House, 11-10, Riverdale up. 2 minutes, 13 seconds left in the first. Hurd and Petty talking things over coming down the floor. Petty, pass is almost stolen away by Emily Eubank. Good anticipation there by Emily. Riverdale basketball, however, she could not get to it. Far sideline is where Petty tosses it in. Finds Olivia Jones, turning, spinning, putting up the shot as Alley, and has it partially blocked. Oakland could take the lead with a basket here. Eubank crossing the timeline now. Penetrates. No, she dumps it back out. Three ball, deep right corner, and it is good. Sylvia Barnes, the first bank three. 13-11, Oakland back up by two. The three ball has been friendly to Oakland tonight. They've hit three of them. Barnes, two of them, and Ellen Riggins hit one. Petty, stutter steps, foul line, kicks it back out. Nothing there for Alley. Back to Middleton. Middleton to Taisha Petty. And now they call a new play. Hurd sets a pick. Now Petty turns, spins, kicks it out to Olivia Jones. Jones drives, and a blocking foul called on Ellen Riggins. And that's why you're hearing some cheers and some boos. It's kind of a bang-bang play. Foul is on Riggins. It's her second. And Caitlin King is going to have to come back into the game. First free throw is up and good by Jones. She hits another. We're going to be tied at 13. Riggins on the bench with two fouls. Second toss, a couple of dribbles. Shot it and got it. Jones with four. Davenport coming in. Jones going out for a breather. Kiera House inbounds. She finds Eubank in the backcourt. Eubank, long pass up, and it is going to be caught by Barnes, but then she turns it over. Kind of caught it awkwardly, fearing that she was going to run out of real estate here on the near sideline, and walked with the basketball. So Riverdale with a chance to take the lead here. 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Middleton floats about an eight-footer up there, bounces three times and falls from the right side. Middleton with five. 15-13, Riverdale. Full court pressure. Long pass over. Barnes runs it down. Tries to penetrate. Baseline, nothing there. Now goes back to it again. Flips it back out. Driving is Oliver. Shot, no good. Rebound, Riverdale with 22 seconds. Middleton down the floor. Regains her dribble after crossing the timeline. Passing near side. Looking over the shot is Hurd. Nothing there. Back to Middleton, who brings it back out with 10 seconds to go. She's going to work off a pick. No, doesn't use it. No look pass to Davenport. It's good. Shelby Davenport, what a great pass. And that's going to be it. Long throw from the other end. Falls away and no good. Your score after the end of the first, Riverdale 17, Oakland 13. That's your first quarter score here on State Farm Prep Basketball. Riverdale leads back after this.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget, Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner tomorrow morning beginning at 9 o'clock from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, Cougar Corner at 11. Hope you'll join us. Three ball is away and no good by Alexa Middleton to start the quarter. Olivia Jones with the rebound, and she's fouled, trying to put it back in the hole. That's how we start here this second quarter of play. Phil Dye of the Dye's Cast will join me tomorrow, filling in for John Dinkins. Missed my broadcast partner tonight, but he's doing what he needs to be doing tonight with his lovely wife this evening, enjoying some time. First toss by Jones is no good. The second one is no good either. So she misses both tosses here. And Oakland down the floor. Throwing it away, yes. Angela Eubank into the game, by the way. Saw a different ponytail out there is my problem. She's wearing number one tonight as well, it looks like. 5'5 freshman. Petty, bounce pass to Davenport. She's double-teamed now, hoofs one up there. It's no good. Got her own rebound. Missed this one. And no foul called underneath. Missed another one. Ball rolling on the floor. Jump ball is going to be called. And the possession arrow in favor of the Lady Pats. Oakland might have gotten away with at least one in there. And now they get the ball back. Ansley in the backcourt. Eubank to Eubank in the corner. Long pass thrown away. Davenport read that one like a book. Shelby to Ty Petty. Petty drives baseline. Six-footer, yes, sir. Taisha Petty with four. 19-13, Riverdale. We played a minute here in this girls' contest. Phil Dye will be talking between game or halftime of the boys game about his RC Hoops book, which is out now. Just picked him up today. Going to be a foul in the backcourt. Got kind of your official guide to the rankings and previews, rosters and more on each team. Should be a good read. Looking forward to getting my paws in that one as well. He's going to talk about that later on this evening. Oakland with the basketball. It's Barnes to Ansley Eubank, right wing to House. Back to Emily Eubank, left wing, way out there. Ansley comes into the near corner, or far corner, rather. They're moving left to right. Emily Eubank passing into the corner to Barnes. Barnes three, this one a little long. Rebound, Davenport. Oakland's gone cold. Ellen Riggins is on the bench because she's got two fouls. Hurd throws one up there. Hurd's going to be fouled. Goes down hard on the floor. She's going to be okay, but going to go to the foul line. Foul is on House, her first, and that is the fourth team foul. No, it's the fifth. I've missed one somewhere. Hurd is at the foul line. This one's good. Junior will have another. Caitlin King comes in, Ansley Eubank out. A little more size there. Second toss rattles, will not fall for Hurd. 20-13, it's the largest lead that either team has enjoyed. 7-point lead for Oakland, or rather for Riverdale. And ball tipped away. Can Lewis get to it? She can. Ellen Riggins is going to come back into the game. And she has two fouls. She's got to be very careful now defensively. Jennifer Grandstaff seeing enough. Got to be able to handle this Riverdale pressure. So your starting lineup is back out there for Oakland. Emily Eubank runs down the loose ball. Works off a pick. Now goes far side. Bounce pass in the paint. Good pass. Barnes finishes it off with a layup. Caitlin Oliver, rather, not Barnes. 23, not 21. Let's give credit where credit is due. Taisha Petty dumps it out in the far corner. Shelby Davenport turns, spins, rolls around the lip of the rim. No good. Rebound. Lewis has it for the Lady Warriors. Back out to Petty. Petty for three. In and out. Rebound. Oakland has it. It's Riggins in the backcourt. Now Riggins has thrown it away, or did they save it? Nope. Said that it went out of bounds. Tough pass there. Middleton is back in for Hurd. 14-5. Blackman leads Laverne after one. 14-5. Your score on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Middleton misses the three from the right wing. Rebound, Eubank. Eubank finds Barnes. Barnes to Oliver in the corner. It is no good. Rebound. Barnes has it. Between the rings. And now a foul reaching in. Going to be called on Ty Petty. 2-0 it is. Don't know how many. I think I might have missed one foul for them, and that was probably it. Petty with two fouls. Have to rely on John Rice tonight. Riggins drives baseline. She's going to be fouled by Davenport. Didn't want to give up a lay-in there. At the charity stripe stands Ellen Riggins. First one no good. Too hard off the back of the rim. 5-point lead for the Lady Warriors. 4 minutes, 47 seconds left in the first half. Riggins toes the line. Shot it. Got it. Riggins hit the second. She's got four. Oakland led in scoring by Sylvia Barnes with six. Two first bank threes. Five for Middleton. Four for Petty. Four apiece for Jones and Lewis. For Riverdale, Davenport has two. We've got an official timeout for some reason here. I was reading stats and not paying attention. I think it may be the clock will not start. Or the possession arrow. No, the possession arrow is fine. It'll be Riverdale's basketball. We get ready to play. Apparently, Jennifer Grandstaff has to go over to talk with Randy McClellan, who's keeping the clock here. This gives us a chance to remind you, State Farm Prep Sports, brought to you in part by Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, Jay Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Hodge Construction Services, and Jerry Potts Car Care. They're going to have to reset the clock, turn it off and back on, and maybe it'll start now. I just flipped it off and back on. We'll see if that fixes the problem. Tomorrow morning, it's girls basketball week on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner. Everything is good to go with the clock here. Girls coaches, Corey Barrett from Riverdale, Jennifer Grandstaff from Oakland, and all of the other girls coaches in the league will be in tomorrow morning from 9 until 11:30. Cougar Corner from 11 until 11:30. Bill Dye of the Dye's Cast will join me as co-host tomorrow morning. Left wing, Middleton. They whip it around the outside arc to Lewis in the corner. Now back to Jones. Jones from the right block, too hard. Got her own rebound, off the glass, will not fall. Rebound, Lewis. Lewis looks low, finds Jones on the left block. Good rebounding there by the Lady Warriors. They open up a 22-15 lead, now thrown away. Middleton fakes right, goes inside, missed the little baby Jay. And now a foul on the rebound. They say Riverdale had possession. Jones had possession, but she traveled. So it will be Oakland basketball. Riverdale has missed some easy shots tonight that normally fall for them. Oakland should be credited for some of that. Near side. Another three, and this one is good. Sylvia Barnes letting it fly. First bank three. 22-19. Three-point Riverdale lead with 3:45 to go in the first half. Outside, Middleton drives. Nothing there. Cut off. Now outside, the three ball is blocked. Riverdale runs down the loose ball. Middleton's three. This one no good. A little short. Jones attempted a three, had it blocked. They went to the far side. Middleton misses a three, and now Oakland gets the ball back. Hurd is out along with Alley. Make mention of that because those two were in just a moment ago. Eubank runs down the long pass. Now to Riggins. Riggins, right wing, guarded by Davenport. Pass over to the far side, Sylvia Barnes, who's kept Oakland in it with three first bank threes tonight. Barnes drives, gets free, layup, good. Sylvia Barnes has been the difference maker for the Lady Pats, draws them within one of Riverdale. She's got 11, 11 of their 21 points. Taisha Petty, left wing. Petty uses the screen, now passes to Middleton in the corner. Lewis, the three is away and no good. Rebound, Oakland High. Barnes gives it up to Eubank in the corner. Riggins for three, no good. Rebound tipped out, Kiara House runs it down. A basket by Oakland would give them the lead. They trail by one with 2:20 to go. Eubank floats one up, it's no good. Rebound tipped up and run down by Jones. Jones, the long toss to Middleton. Middleton in the paint, has it partially blocked. Saved by Lewis or not? No. Turnover, Riverdale. Caitlin King going into the game for the Lady Patriots. She's going in for Oliver. Caitlin King for Caitlin Oliver. 2:10 to go. Kiara House to trigger in the inbounds play. Length of the floor to go. Emily Eubank crossing the timeline now. Eubank gives it up to House. To Caitlin King. Turns, spins. Squares to the basket, and it's good. Caitlin King gives the Lady Patriots a one-point lead with a minute 50 to go in the first half. Ty Petty, left side. Finds Middleton. Middleton to Petty. In the corner, Lewis for three, no good. Rebound, Caitlin King gives it up to Eubank. Now to Riggins, long pass over, finds House. In the paint, ball thrown away. Petty down the floor, dumps it low. Lewis with a reverse lay-in. Tiffany Lewis, 6 points tonight. Riverdale by one. Minute 16, first half of action. Kiara House, foul line jumper. It's no good. Too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound. She and Davenport go up hard for it. Davenport still on the floor. And I believe, who got that basket, Tom? Is it House? House with that basket? Kiara King, okay. Couldn't see who made that shot. Riverdale's basketball. Middleton to Lewis. 25-24 Oakland. In the corner, three ball, Middleton, no good. And the deep rebound going to be off of Oakland with 38.4 seconds. Good hustle there by Lewis. King with the rebound and put back after the miss by Kiara House, and I was kind of, someone stepped in front of me is the problem. Couldn't see. 25-24. Oakland with the lead, Riverdale with the ball. First half of action. Petty to Middleton. Now back to Ty Petty. Going to set up a play here to wind up the first half. This gym probably at 80% capacity. Huge crowd here to watch these two Giants. 18 seconds, Riverdale holding the ball. Petty uses a Davenport screen, drives the lane, floats one up, won't fall. Rebound, Jones, missed that. With 5 seconds, Oakland's got the ball. Long pass over to Barnes. King for three. It's no good. And at halftime, Oakland leads 25-24. Lady Patriots trailed 17-13 at the end of the first. They now lead 25-24 going into halftime. Both of these teams undefeated on the year. We'll take a break and come back. We'll have more for you as we continue. From Oakland High School and Randy King Gymnasium, again our score at halftime, Oakland 24, Riverdale, make that Oakland 25, Riverdale 24. Stay with us.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orfis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
Hi, I'm Andy, and we're Intersource. We offer the best in TV, internet, phone, home theater, and much, much more. If you're looking for
a superior sales experience,
815-1800.
An installation experience with attention to detail,
815-1800.
Extraordinary customer service,
815-1800.
A company that cares about taking care of you,
815-1800.
Go to the source.
Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
People are concerned about the rising cost of funeral expenses today. This is Lenny Farmer, and I want to show you how, by pre-funding your funeral at Jennings & Ayers, we can guarantee that the funeral you pay for today will not cost you a dime more at your passing. People just like you are coming to Jennings & Ayers to pre-arrange their funerals because they realize funeral prepayment is one of those sure things that just makes good sense, financially and emotionally. Call us today at 893-2422 and let us show you how we can help you save.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we are back here at Oakland High School. 25-24, your score here at the half. And on your Jennings & Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Oakland leads, by the way, 25-24. Also on the scoreboard, it's Smyrna 29, Siegel 17. Those are first half scores for you, 29-17. Smyrna leading Siegel in District 7 AAA play. Blackman was leading Laverne as well. And those are all the scores that we could find for you. The last score we have is a first quarter score, Blackman 14, Laverne 5. So we'll see if we can't get any more. Well, there it is right there. 28-9, Blackman 28. Laverne 9 at the end of 1. So those are all scores at halftime. We've got up-to-date scores on the Jennings & Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Stats here for you at the half. from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days. Team Sports, just giving you the shooting stats tonight. No team stats for you this evening. It's Alexa Middleton with 5. 4 points for Taisha Petty. 2 points, Shelby Davenport. 6 apiece for Olivia Jones and Tiffany Lewis. For the Lady Patriots, Sylvia Barnes has just been lighting it up. 3 first bang threes, a 2-point basket. She's got 11 of Oakland's 25 points. 4 points for Ellen Riggins, Emily Eubank with 2, Caitlin Oliver 2, Caitlin King with 4, and Kiera House with 2. Foul trouble a little bit. Taisha Petty with 2 and Ellen Riggins with 2, although she played most of the second quarter with a couple of fouls. So there you go. That's a look at all of your stats for the 14-0 Oakland Lady Patriots and the 15-0 Riverdale Lady Warriors. Here at halftime, 25-24, Oakland leads. We'll be right back in just a moment with more here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. 2 of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come visit my family for all of your pet needs. While you and your pets are indoors hiding from the winter weather, be sure to check out our selection of toys to keep them entertained. And if you want to relax this winter by starting or upgrading your aquarium, here at Animal City, we have all of the freshwater and saltwater supplies on your shopping list. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, that's next to the bowling alley.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Gondolier offers fine Italian and Greek cuisine at affordable prices. Be sure to check their website to learn more about their $4.95 lunch specials and their daily dine-in deals, which include a kids' night, seniors' day, date night, and charity event. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
No one has more outdoor furniture than Martin's Home and Garden. This is Lester Martin, and we have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, pergolas, play sets, playhouses, and outdoor furniture. We feature only top-of-the-line, handcrafted products with the best warranty in the industry. Plus, Martin's offers free delivery and setup in Rutherford and Cannon counties.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
We're looking for the right insurance company for our auto, home, and life.
We went with Claiborne and Taylor. They've been around for years. Claiborne and Taylor. They used to be Farmer Brothers Insurance and Murfreesboro Insurance Agency. They're one of Murfreesboro's largest locally owned independent agencies.
I'm Doran Claiborne.
And I'm Gary Taylor.
Farmer Brothers Insurance and Murfreesboro Insurance Agency are now Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Our office is at 319 West McKnight Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard behind Tire World.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 14.
State Farm Prep Basketball. Again, scores on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard at the half. It's Smyrna 29, Siegel 17, and Blackman 28, Laverne 9. Oakland leads here at halftime over the Riverdale Lady Warriors 25-24. Our game coverage this evening brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. And at halftime of the, let's make that between games. Andy DeGraw is going to join us to talk about the Intersource 24-second cash clock. Your chance to win $10,000, $5,000 for you and $5,000 for your school, but you've got to sign up. How do you do that? We're going to tell you about that coming up a little bit later on. And in the halftime of the boys game, we're going to talk with Phil Dye of the Dye's Cast here on WGNS about the new RC Hoops magazine, which is out today. The premier issue is sitting right here on my table. How can you get it? Where can you get it? We'll find out much more about that as well. Tip to the second half. Straight ahead as Riverdale trails by one. Oakland leads by one here on State Farm Prep Basketball. We'll be right back. Give you the second half of action and an exciting finish, it looks like. Stay with us.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Starting lineups here in the second half from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and AG Sporting Goods. It's Lewis, Petty, Middleton, Jones, and Davenport for Riverdale, who has the ball to begin. House, who kicks it away. They let it go out of bounds. Gives me a chance here. Give you the Oakland starting lineup. And it's the same starting lineup as the first half. Riggins, Eubank, Barnes, Oliver, and House. Riverdale moving left to right. Middleton burns it inside, finds Davenport, who goes up and is going to be hacked by Emily Eubank. First foul of the second half. Biggest crowd we've seen here in years. A lot of people on Twitter are talking about the crowd that's here at Oakland. Davenport misses the first free throw to try to tie us up here. She'll have another. Second free throw, it's good. We are tied at 25. Reminiscent of the Oakland boys and Randy King days. Oakland girls draw here as well, that state championship run that they finishing in the state's Final Four in 0-2, I believe it was. Oakland has it now. Eubank in the paint. Dumps it down low. Picking it up is Oliver for two. Caitlin Oliver with a nice basket there. Oakland by two. Third quarter of play. Middleton way out there left wing. Flips it to Jones. Now to Petty. For three, it's online, but a little long. Rebound. Davenport tries to hoof it up there. Won't go. And the rebound, Barnes has it. In traffic. Gets out of it. Goes to the far side. Barnes, bounce pass into the corner, finds Caitlin Oliver. Lob inside. They find Riggins, who turns, spins, shoots, scores her first basket in the paint. Four-point Oakland lead. Riverdale led by as many as seven. Largest Oakland lead is four. Middleton for three, too long off the back of the rim. Petty with the rebound, glides in the paint, missed the shot. Rebound, Riggins has it. Riggins pass to Eubank. Now back to Riggins, down the floor and across the timeline to Oliver. Oliver stops, gives it off to Riggins, high post, has it blocked by Davenport. Lewis with the loose ball. Lewis down the floor, foul line, glides in, no foul called on Riggins. He just goes out of bounds off of Ellen. So Riverdale basketball. Petty triggers it in, gets it in to Oliver, make that Jones. They push on her a little bit. Now back outside, Davenport for three. Shelby Davenport, first bank three, and I have that as their first three of the night. They're usually deadly from there. Driving in the lane, blocking foul. The basket is going to count for Oakland's Caitlin Oliver, and she's going to the line for the plus one. Foul on Davenport, second foul on her. So Oliver at the line. She has 6 points. Big deep breath. 3-point Oakland lead. And it's going to stay there. It rolled around and around and around the rim and then fell out the far side. Petty fakes at the foul line, dumps it back out. Jones not shy. From three. Back-to-back threes. This one by Olivia Jones. The previous by Shelby Davenport. We're tied again at 31. Eubank in the backcourt. Finds Barnes in the right side. Riggins tries to hit Eubank cutting through. Nothing there. House now back to Riggins for three. Is it a three? It's a two. She towed the line. Riggins with eight. Oakland back up by two. 5 minutes left here in the third. Middleton bounce pass to Petty. Petty's three online and good. The threes are starting to rain now for the Lady Warriors. Petty with seven. 34-33, Riverdale. Oliver, bounce pass underneath. Riggins off the glass. Ellen Riggins. Assist, Caitlin Oliver. Oakland by one now. Bounce pass in the paint. Beautiful pass from Middleton to Shelby Davenport. She finishes it off and a timeout on the floor. And it's going to be a timeout for us here on State Farm Prep Basketball. 30 seconds. We'll be back. Riverdale by one.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Intersource, Olympus Gym, State Farm agent Andy Womack, and Reeve Sane Drugstore. Oakland basketball, they trail by one. Kiara House has it tipped, run down by Caitlin Oliver. Eubank. Being guarded tightly by Lewis and thrown away by Oakland. Alexa Middleton gets it down the floor and gives it up to Jones. Now Davenport from downtown. This one too short. Rebound saved by Middleton. Loose ball run down by Oakland. Good save by Sylvia Barnes to House. Up the floor, Ellen Riggins. She surveys and now pulls up. The three is no good, a little long. Davenport, right wing. Now back to Petty. Bounce pass inside to Middleton. No-look pass down low to Jones. Missed it. Olivia with the rebound put back. This won't fall. Now Lewis and Jones both on the floor. Now Oakland's Kiara House on the floor. And a double dribble called against Taisha Petty, and Riverdale fans go ballistic. And a one-minute break for us. We'll be right back. Timeout on the floor, 36-35, Riverdale leads.
At Murfreesboro Automotive, you'll never feel like you've paid too much for auto repair.
We've not had any one person show up and say, I didn't know it was going to be that much.
Chuck Haynes at Murfreesboro Automotive.
We get everything cleared before we do the work. When someone shows up to pick up their car, there's no surprises. None.
Whether it's a minor oil change or major engine work, ASC certified technicians at Murfreesboro Automotive can handle it all. They're just off Broad Street on Ridgely Road, turned between Chewy's and Chili's.
Hi, I'm Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. Our membership includes free personal training, tanning, group exercise, and child care, all for only $14.99 per month. Two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Chevyville, and our newest location in Spring Hill, Tennessee.
Visit gymolympus.com to learn more about membership. Olympus Athletic Club, open 24 hours, Monday through Friday. Also open on Saturday and Sunday. Call 895-3110 for membership information.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports coverage brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Winners Trophies, Last Cass's Feed Supply, and Prentice-Alsop Heating and Air. Oakland's ball here after the timeout. Trailing by one, it's Emily Eubank left wing. They're working toward the pool end, or right to left as we see it from the upstairs gym. Eubank right wing. Glides in the paint, tries to hook one up there, and she's going to be fouled by Lewis. Tiffany Lewis, it's her first foul. And at the line goes number 10, junior Emily Eubank. Shot it, got it, tied it, 36 apiece. 36-36. And that's the way it'll stay. Misses the second free throw. Jones with the rebound. Jones to Taisha Petty. Petty. Top of the key. Now passes in the corner to Lewis. Middleton glides in. Nothing there at the foul line. Back to Petty. Outside. Davenport open for three. And this one a little long. Rebound run down by Jones. Jones to Petty. Deep left corner. She drives in the lane, now kicks it back out. Davenport for three from the baseline. This one a little short. And now a foul on the rebound going to be called on Oakland. I think they're going to catch Sylvia Barnes with the foul there. We'll check it, but I'm pretty sure. Nope. It's Ellen Riggins, and it's her third. So Riggins' third foul. Inbounds to Jones, and it bounces three times. That's that quick inbounds pass that they like to do. Oakland did partially tip it, but Jones muscled it up there. 38-36, Riverdale by two. House to Eubank. Eubank works between the rings. She just stepped on the midcourt line, and the official didn't see it. Some Riverdale fans did. Now they say Barnes stepped out of bounds. Couldn't see that one. So it will be Riverdale basketball. Length of the floor to go. Oakland not pressing here. By Chappetti walking it across the timeline. Under 2 minutes to play in the third. Petty, a little give and go action. She drives baseline and scores. That easy. Give the assist to Olivia Jones. 4-point Riverdale lead. Oliver in the backcourt. Now gives it up to Riggins. From the right elbow, missed the shot. Alexa Middleton with the rebound. Middleton looks far side, gives it off to Petty. Petty to Jones. Jones three, no good. Rebound, Davenport, and threw it away. She is hustling after it in the backcourt, but Oakland brings it down. Eubank, foul line. Dumps it low. Great pass, Eubank. And she finds Oliver for two. That's why Emily Eubank is one of the assist leaders in the county, averaging 3.4 per game. That was a huge one. Riverdale by two. They have the ball. Middleton, three ball. Yes, sir. Alexa Middleton, the first bank three. She's got eight. 43-38, Riverdale. Only 42 seconds left in the third. Eubank in the backcourt. Eubank, the pass over to Riggins. Riggins and Eubank hand it off near the timeline. Eubank being worked over by Shaniqua Hurd. Eubank turns, spins, gets free off the left block. Forces one out to Kiara House, who doesn't take the shot. Back to Barnes, back to Eubank. Underneath, Riggins open, off the glass, missed the shot. Rebound, Jones has it for Riverdale with 8 seconds, with seven, with six. She's got five. Jones with four, with three, glides in, and a foul on Oakland with 1.7. So Jones going to get to go to the foul line. Foul is on House. It's her second. Two shots for Olivia Jones. She's got 11 points tonight. First toss is good. MTSU signee will have another. and Petty going to be playing ball together in the future as well. Jones, three quick dribbles, shot it, and a little short. Rebound Oakland, and a heave-ho to the other end. No good. Your score at the end of three, Riverdale 44, Oakland 38. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Do hormones have you confused? Hi, this is Lori Sane-Smith with Reevesane Drugstore. Reevesane offers customized hormone replacement therapy to meet the needs of each woman and man. The goal of hormone replacement should be to reestablish balance, working with the unique needs of the patient, their physician, and our pharmacist. Ask us about your unique needs so that you can feel your best. Reevesane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit reevesane.com. Reevesane Drugstore.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. Be sure to check us out online at GoPrimetimeSports.com as well. 44-38 as we begin the final stanza here between these two nationally ranked teams. Number 2, Riverdale, and number 10, Oakland. Ball stolen away from Oakland by Olivia Jones. Layup on the other end is good. Jones with 14, and Riverdale beginning to push it out here. They lead by 8. Largest lead prior to this was 7. Riggins drives, glides in there, missed the shot. She's going to be fouled. We'll check the foul. It's on Brandy Alley. Her second. This is a very competitive district, girls and boys, this year. Got a great boys game between Oakland and Riverdale coming up after this. Girls contest here. Riggins hit the first free throw and the second one. Yes, you can count that as well. Riggins with 12. Lead is 6 for the Lady Warriors. Alexa Middleton drives baseline, reverse, missed. Tipped out of bounds, last touched by Alley, they say. Riverdale fans disagree. And now it's overturned. He's got a point. That official couldn't see it from the vantage point where he was, so good teamwork here by the men in stripes. Riverdale basketball. Taisha Petty, top of the key. To Jones. Jones looks over the three, doesn't take it. Petty's not shy, and this one bounces twice, won't go. Alley gets the rebound, but they say she stepped out of bounds. So Riverdale basketball turned over here to the Lady Patriots. We played a minute 5 here in the fourth quarter. Up the floor, Emily Eubank. Stutter steps on the left wing. Now to Riggins. They whip it around the horn. Riggins, top of the key. Fakes, drives in from the left elbow, off the lip of the rim. Rebound, Oakland has it. Riggins, long pass, stolen away by Taisha Petty. Tie down the far sideline. Turns and spins. Slowing it down here a little bit are the Lady Warriors. Bounce pass inside to Jones. Jones, quick work in the paint. Nice work there by Jones. She draws the foul. Foul is on Sylvia Barnes. It's her second. Fourth team foul, and Olivia Jones going to the line for a couple of tosses here. First one is no good.
Oh,
Davenport back in. Alley goes out. Hurd is the only non-starter in the game. Second free throw won't fall either. And now a foul is on called on Shelby Davenport on the rebound. That's three on Davenport. Lewis is the only non-starter not in the game, or the only starter not in the game right now is really what I wanted to say there. Barnes for three, this one a little short. Sylvia lost her first half mojo. Loose ball, Riverdale has it. Middleton to Petty. Petty glides in, now kicks it back out. Davenport for three, yes. Shelby Davenport, first bank three. 49-40. Lead is nine. It's as large as it's been for the Lady Warriors. And loose ball run down by Petty to Jones. Missed the layup. Oakland with the rebound, lost the ball. Petty fouled by Kiara House. And Oakland would like a timeout, which we will take as well. 49-40. Some free throws coming up for Riverdale when we come back. 5 minutes, 35 seconds left in this game.
Hey, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West Northfield Boulevard. We're going to try to do the same things that we've always done. Something for everybody, a gift for the guy that's 15 years old that needs to buy something for his girlfriend. But also I want to have that really, really nice present for a 50th anniversary. Come in and see us. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Inspired by you. West Northfield Boulevard, right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help you simplify and get you to a better state. By handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, 890-0850.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive on Ridgely Road. Okay, Jose, Mexican Restaurant, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and State Farm agent Jeannie Allman. Riverdale basketball here after the timeout. Jones from the right foul line, no good. Rebound, Middleton. Off the glass from the left block. Alexa Middleton with 10. The lead is 11 for Riverdale, and that's as large as it's been for either team. Oakland's going to have to have a run here. Riggins has the ball to Kiara House, right wing. Now House drives in. Off the glass, Kiara House. Drives in right side, goes in untouched. Olivia Jones weaving in and out of traffic. Layup is good. Bounces three times and falls for number 34. 16 points for her, right at her average on the year. 53-42. 4.5 to play in the game. Between the rings is Oliver. To the near side, Sylvia Barnes. Sylvia steps in, backs back out. Right side, Kiara House. They feed inside to Caitlin Oliver. Turn, spin, shot no good. Rebound, Riverdale. Taisha Petty has the numbers, kicks it back out. Middleton for three, no good, a little short. Rebound, Riverdale has it. Shelby Davenport to Middleton. Set up another play here. Coach Corey Barrett in his first year at Riverdale. Barking some signals in there. Hurd drives in. Hurd's going to be fouled. Riverdale fans maybe get a break here. At least the Oakland coaching staff thinks it was tie ball. Shamika Hurd is at the foul line. First one is no good. 53-42. Hurd trying to add to it. Takes her time at the charity stripe. Bend to the knee. Shot it. Got it. Hurd with 2 points tonight. She comes out. Lewis goes back in. 12-point lead for the Lady Warriors. This is the way it's going to be in 7AAA this year in girls basketball, period. Hotly contested, tight games, down to the final quarter at least. I'd say that's going to be the norm. Going to be a great year in girls and boys basketball, district-wise. House, top of the key, gives it off inside to Oliver. Now back to House, gets free, and off the right side, Kiera House gets the basket. Kiera's had a good night tonight, and Oakland takes a timeout to talk about it. Lead is 10 for Riverdale when we come back. 3:15 left in the game.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Come go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos. Tuesdays are tacos. And Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at Okay, Jose.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine. In the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
Okay, Jose.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
Riverdale basketball on the inbounds. And a three ball from the right wing is good. First bank three for Tiffany Lewis. Right side gives Riverdale a 57-44 lead. Oakland calls a timeout. And then Riverdale comes back with that big basket there. 57-54. Now a foul called on Riverdale, and I didn't catch who that was. It'll still be Oakland's basketball with only 2:46 to go in the game. House to Eubank. Looking in, driving baseline is Riggins. Reverse layup, no good. Long pass up the floor. Middleton, layup, good. And there is a foul. Fourth quarter run here for the Lady Warriors is what's going to propel them to victory here, it looks like. One shot for Middleton. She's got 12. Make it 13 now. 60-44. Eubank fakes right, goes left. Off the glass. Shot won't go. Jones with the rebound, and then she's going to be fouled by Eubank. We're going to go to the other end to shoot free throws. Eighth team foul. We'll shoot the one and one. Olivia Jones toes the line. 1-1 for number 34. First one is good. 17 points for Jones, looking for 18. Shot it and missed it. Just a little short. Rebound, Caitlin Oliver. Long pass up, finds Eubank, cutting through. Oliver to Barnes in the corner. Barnes not open for the three ball, and now Petty's going to foul. That is three for Ty Petty. And Oakland tosses it in. It's only the 16th foul, so the next Riverdale foul will put Oakland at the line. Ball stolen away. Middleton going to be the recipient of an assist from Olivia Jones. And Middleton, her 15th point. This team does that better than anybody that I've seen in recent memory. Points off of turnovers. 63-44 now. Oliver back out. Finds Barnes. Now Kiara House fires up the three. It's no good. Rebound off of Petty. And it will be Oakland basketball. Oakland fans and Riverdale fans across the way kind of going at it. And what wound up being probably 95% full gym. About as full as I've seen it in the last 10 years, I'd say. Drive is Emily Eubank, misses the shot. Rebound comes out deep. Oakland comes away with it. Drive in the lane, Riggins. Ellen Riggins with 14. Lewis going to bring it out between the circles. I think they're going to try to waste some time here. Eubank having none of that. To Middleton. She's being raked over the coals by Barnes and now loses the ball. Barnes has it. And now a push on Riverdale. So at the line for 1-1 is, who is that? That's Barnes. He's kind of turned to the side. Barnes and Oliver and apart. The 1-1 missed by Sylvia Barnes, who had 11 first half points, but nothing here in the second half. Davenport has it right wing. Looks over the shot. Riverdale really doesn't want to take a shot. They've spread the floor here. And Oakland looks content not to foul. And with 29 seconds, Riverdale fans get on their feet here. Middleton backs it out. Kiara House guarding her. 19. It's going to be Riverdale improving to 16-0 in Oakland's first loss of the year. And it looks like the final is going to be 63-46. We'll see. With 6 seconds, with five, with four, that's it. Your horn right now, 63-46. 63-46. Riverdale girls remain undefeated. Ranked number two in the country versus number 10, Oakland. Oakland's first loss. They fall to 14-1 on the year. We'll take a break, come back, and have the ideas teased between game show. Got some stats, all kinds of information to pass along to you. Coming up next here on WGNS, our coverage brought to you in part by Bob Parks Auction and the team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell your property. Recognized as a leader in the industry, you can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. That timeout we promised, and we'll be right back here on WGNS for the Ideas Tees Between Game Show.
Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County.